Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Hypri Wilbon, and I submitted her information.
Great. You can send her over.
Hey, Hypri, she's going to take great care of you today, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, Hypri.
Yes.
My name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria, to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation or have signed any documents with any attorneys?
Yes.
Okay. And then before we go any further, I just want to verify your contact number is 661-371-5119.
Correct.
Okay. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. Thank you. And have you used hair straightening products or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you, and this claim, is this on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer products?
Yes, I got diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I got diagnosed October 2nd of 2023.
2023, okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
29.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Edward Allen.
And where did Dr. Edward Allen practice out of?
Bakersfield Memorial Hospital.
Okay. And is that on San Dimas Street?
Yes, 420 34th Street.
Oh, okay. 420 34th Street. Okay. And Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is that Dignity Health Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what state were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
In California.
California, okay. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer products before your diagnosis?
So I would use it anywhere between 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay.
So I would say
three times 12 is about 36 times a year. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer at Dignity Health Memorial Hospital, or were you diagnosed elsewhere?
No, yes, at the Dignity Health Bakersfield Memorial.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let me just copy and paste that address, 420 34th Street, Bakersfield, California. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
January 5th, 1994.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you have any family members or friends who were also affected by hair relaxers?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then what state did you use hair relaxer products in?
In California.
Thank you. And when would you say you first started using hair relaxer products?
I first started using it in February of 2013.
Okay. And then when did you stop using?
I would have to pick a date. It would be around the 12th.
Okay.
And then I stopped last year in September. Mm-hmm. And if I have to pick a date there, I'll probably say the beginning, probably like the 7th.
Okay. Thank you. So September 7th of 2023?
Correct.
Okay. And how often would you say you applied these products? Monthly, weekly, 4 times per year?
Monthly. So okay. Like I said earlier, probably like 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay. Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
Of 10 years.
10 years. Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And when the hair relaxing, the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
In different places, Walmart, Walgreens.
Okay, Walgreens.
Any different, like Sally's Beauty Supplies.
Okay. And then if the process was done at a salon, what salon did you primarily go to?
I went to different ones. So there's a salon, it's called Who's Bad off of Chester.
In Bakersfield?
Also, there's another one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep, I see at 615 Chester Ave.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the main one.
Okay. Let me just copy that down. Okay. And do you currently use hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay. And what brand were you mostly using?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Thank you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer products for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of treatment did you receive?
I received chemotherapy. Okay. They also gave me pain medications and then hysterectomy.
Okay. 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 And what was the first day of treatment? Do you recall when treatment started?
I would say October last year. If I have to pick a date, probably mid, like the 18th.
Okay. October 18th of
2023.
Yes. And was it Dr. Edward Allen that was treating you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And how do I spell your first name?
H-Y-P-R-E-E.
Okay. And then how do I spell your last name?
W-I-L-B-O-N.
Okay. So I have your first name spelled H-Y-P-R-E-E. And then I have your last name spelled W-I-L-B-O-N.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a suffix to your name or no?
No.
Okay. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
You need the full social?
Whichever you feel comfortable with.
So 609-70-6157.
Thank you. Okay. 260-97.
609.
Oh, Okay, got it. 609 is the first three.
Yeah.
And then 70 and then 6157.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what is a good email address for you?
So it'd be my first name, HYPREE, mm-hmm. last initial W, mm-hmm. 12 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
It'd be 4331, Balboa, Balboa Drive, and that'd be Unit C in Bakersfield, California, 93307.
93307 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it's Unit 3?
Apartment C.
Oh, apartment 2?
C, as in cat.
Oh, apartment C, as in cat. Thank you. Okay, and then do you have any medical records to support your date of diagnosis?
I do have it, but it'll all be at the hospital.
Okay.
But I can retrieve them.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yeah, you can put my mom.
Okay. And does she live with you or no?
No.
Okay. And what's your mom's name?
Irene Edwards.
And how does she spell Irene? Is it I-R-I-N-E?
I-R-E-N-E.
All right, thank you. Okay. And then what's a good contact number for her?
661-346-9780.
Thank you. And it the first three digits is 661.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. 346-9780.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. It'll get sent through text and through email. Give me 1 second. And so I have your address as 4331 Balboa Drive, and it's apartment C, as in cat.
Yes.
In Bakersfield, California, 93307.
Yes.
And then I have your cell phone as 661-371-5119.
Correct.
Okay, and then I have your email as your first name, the letter w12@gmail.com. Okay, and then I have your date of birth as January 5th, 1994.
Yes.
Okay, and then is it okay if I repeat back your social to you?
Back your social to you?
Yes.
So I have 609-706-157.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, and I just sent over that DocuSign. Let me know when you see that text message come up.
Okay. They receive it.
Perfect. Go ahead and press that link to open it up. And I'll remain on the phone with you in case you have any questions, okay? Okay, let me refresh. Okay, perfect. Just got those back. Okay. Okay, and you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm representing you. They're just going to want to verify that it's okay to pull medical records and start the process. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. If you miss their call, they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. And you'll also receive another email with a completed DocuSign for your records. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And again, I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxing products. If you have any questions,
thank you so much.
Of course. And if you have any questions, I will also send you a text with my desk number. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.